Watcher, and a big, very big welcome from me, Mike Wynn, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Our starter is a bass piano guitar trio. It's billed as the Jay Lenhart Trio. Lenhart bass, Ted Rosenthal piano, Joe Cohen, son of Al Cohen, Joe Cohen guitar, and that was Take Four, written by the aforementioned Al Cohen, arranged by Joe Cohen. The title of this Son of Sound album from 2004 is Cool, cool as in the song from West Side Story. But it goes at a very hot pace throughout. Great start, guys. Here's a fun vocal. Thank you.
say time's getting tougher than tough. You know, things get rougher than rough. Well, I make a lot of money, but I just keep spending that stuff. Now money's getting cheaper, prices getting steeper. I had a good man and I just couldn't keep him, 'cause time's getting tougher than tough. You know, things get rougher than rough. Well, I make a lot of money, I just keep spending that stuff. There's pork chops in the market, asked the butcher for a pound. Couldn't even buy a pork chop when I laid my money down. Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. Well, I make a lot of money, but I just keep spending that stuff. Politicians telling folks, cut down on your meat. Why don't they make it cheaper so everybody can eat? Oh, time's getting tougher than tough. You know, things get rougher than rough. Oh, yes, I make a lot of money, but I just keep spending that stuff. Can't afford to live, guess I better try. Undertaker's got a union and it costs too much to die. Oh, time's getting tougher than tough. You know, things get rougher than rough. Yes, I make a lot of money, I just keep spending that stuff. Cheaper so everybody can eat. Oh, time's getting tougher than tough. You know, things getting rougher than rough. Yes, I make a lot of money, but I just keep spending that stuff. Can't afford to live, guess I better try. Undertaker's got a union and it costs too much to die. Yeah, time's getting tougher than tough. You know, things getting rougher than rough. Well, I make a lot of money, but I just keep spending that stuff. Well, you know, time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. Well, I make a lot of money, but I just keep spending that stuff. Well, Undertaker's got a union and it costs too much to die. Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. Well, I make a lot of money. You know,
I call that fun, but with lyrics like rougher than rough and tougher than tough, it suggests it's not really a fun song. But, sung by the veteran Irene Reid, it all comes out in a fun way. A veteran? Well, she was only 71 when this was recorded in Paramus, New Jersey, in May 2001. And having made records for six decades allows you to accept the term veteran with all the grace of a consummate singer who knows exactly what she's doing. Never any gimmicks, no scatting. Just feels the song. This Savant album is called One Monkey Don't Stop No Show, which of course is true. Eric Alexander tenor, James Rotondi on trumpet, Bobby Forrester Hammond B3, and offhand, I can't think of an album of Miss Reed's that doesn't have an organ on it. Randy Johnston guitar, Joe Farnsworth drums, and I think now it's time for a little bark. Thank you. That's from a fascinating John Patitucci Stretch Records album recorded in 92. Chick Corea plays a key role in the making of this record, but not on that number, as that was just Patitucci on a Yamaha six-string bass. It was the Bach Prelude in G Major from the cello suite. Antonio Hart is next. Antonio Hart does most things on this Novus, an RCA subsidiary, Novus album. He wrote all the songs, produced the album, played alto on that song, Cappuccino, but also tenor, soprano and synthesizer on other tracks. He wrote the string arrangements and he conducted the six-strong string section, Regina Carter being one of the violinists, by the way. Darren Barrett, trumpet, Charles McKinney, piano, Tassili Bond, bass, Nasheed Waits, drums. I don't know the recording date. Mid-90s would be my guess, judging by Antonio's youthfulness. But he's the sort of chap who'll always look young, rather like Herbie Hancock or Harry Carney. The album's called It's All Good, and it is. We heard some Bach earlier. Here's more. There have been loads of jazz classical collaborations over the years, many first class, and here's an example of one of those.
Thank you.
J.S. Bach's Concerto in A Minor for Four Keyboards and Strings, Movement 1, from a December 1999 to March 2000 series of recording sessions in L.A. for Decca. I'll rudely just mention the jazz musos. There are squillions of strings. No, I think I must first tell you the leading soprano, Renee Fleming, Gil Shaham violin, and Julian Lloyd Webber cello. Now the jazzers. Lee Ritenour, guitar. Lee Mack, Ritenour. But we won't go there. Dave Grusin, piano. The album is called Two Worlds. If you enjoy crossover records, I can strongly recommend this. But this isn't a crossover show. So, back to the real thing. Yes, the real thing indeed. Hodgepodge, a song co-written by Ellington and Johnny Hodges. It made its band debut in 1938, but amazingly was discarded from the band book that very same year. This version is from Johnny Hodges' four-year sabbatical from the Ellington band, 51 to 55. It was recorded July 52. Hodges the leader on alto, two fellow Ellingtonians in the band, the majestic Lawrence Brown trombone and Ben Webster tenor, Emmett Berry, an ex-Basseyite on trumpet, Leroy Lovett, piano, Red Callender, bass, and J.C. Hurd, drums, James Charles Hurd. That version of Hodgepodge compared very favourably with the original of some 14 years earlier. I offer this piano solo as a mere interlude. This Fresh Sound album from May 99 both opens and closes with My Old Kentucky Home. The obvious leader and pianist, as it's a piano solo, is Andrew Adair. That was the opening song, The Prologue. This next album is called Very Sinatra. Yes, Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen's Come Fly With Me is very Sinatra. All the songs on this Red Baron CD, recorded 93, are associated with Sinatra. The leader, cornetist Ruby Brath, says he could do 20,000 songs to do with Sinatra, but he didn't, making do with just 11. Boston-born Brath always wanted to be a tenor or baritone player in his teenage years. His parents went to buy him a baritone, decided it was way too big for their son. As an adult, he reached 5'6", but obviously was somewhat shorter in his teenage years. So they asked for a smaller instrument and brought home a cornet to a very disappointed young Ruby. It was months before he even opened the case, but he did get the hang of it. Sam Margolis clarinet, Dick Hyman organ, Bucky Pizzarelli guitar, Michael Moore bass, Mel Lewis drums. A new name for our show coming up. Thank you. Cleopatra's Dream, the Bud Powell song, here played by the Japanese pianist Hiromi Kashuga in New Jersey in 2008, although the album is called New York Calling. This is her first album, and I think still her only album. Hiromi took up the classical piano at age 6 in her native Japan. She has graduated from Berkeley and Boston and the Manhattan School of Music and seems to now spend a lot of her time teaching. Hope she can also make more recordings. Marco Panacea, bass, and Pete Van Nostrand on drums. It's trombone time. Steve Davis is one of the best of today's trombonists. Good fun to see live, and he's made some really notable albums. This Crisscross CD was recorded in May 2001. David Hazeltine on piano, Peter Washington bass, and Joe Farnsworth yet again on drums. My Old Flame was arranged by Hazeltine. You won't guess who this next leader is, I betcha. Thank you. This High Note album is called Wonderful Wonderful, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in March 2012. It's a trio, Hammond B3, guitar and drums. Except on this one song, Old Folks, Joey DeFrancesco leaves the organ stool and picks up his trumpet, muted trumpet. As an impressionable 17-year-old, Joey had toured with Miles Davis, this being the late 80s and well into Miles's electric, funky period, but certainly enough to inspire young Joey to take up the trumpet as well as the organ, and he plays it, or rather both, incredibly well. The guitarist is Larry Coryell, the drummer Jimmy Cobb. Piano solo time. René Oetrager, with his own compo Autour de Dexter, recorded in May 1990 in Paris. And that's all I need to say. And here's another of our fave pianists, this time Cedar Walton. He's leading an octet in September 86. Thank you. Don Sickler, trumpet, Kenny Garrett, alto, Lou Orenstein, tenor, Charles Davis, baritone, Steve Turi, trombone, and then the magic rhythm section of Cedar Walton, piano, Ron Carter, bass, Billy Higgins, drums. And it's another Bud Powell song, Hallucinations, with heavy focus on the rhythm section. And why not? It's sadly time for our last one. I thought it would be clever, certainly by my poor standards, to hear the epilogue version of Andrew Adair's My Old Kentucky Home. So here it is. As always, huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynn, along the byways of my record shelves, and I really hope you'll be back next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care, be well.